Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 24th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week was the Republican Party's nominating convention in Cleveland. The convention kicked off on Monday, July 18th. Here's the chart of the beginning of events. Note that Venus and Mercury were in close conjunction in Cancer and prominent at the top of the chart. Venus is the planet of appearance and entertainment. Mercury is the planet of the media. Cancer is the sign of the public. And here's something interesting. Uranus, planet of unexpected events, is also prominent in the seventh house and exactly opposite the ascendant degree. As we might have expected from a former reality TV show star, the emphasis was on keeping everyone entertained, with facts and reality taking second place. The unexpected events foretold by that Uranus aspect started showing up right away. The star of the show on the first night was aspiring First Lady Melania Trump, who gave a really nice speech, impressing everyone. Except, it later turned out, parts of her speech were lifted, some of it word for word, from a speech made by Michelle Obama at the Democratic Convention in 2008. Whoops! The media, of course, was all over that, and what started out as an accomplishment turned into a major humiliation. A couple of days later, a Trump staffer came out and took the blame for the plagiarism in Mrs. Trump's speech. Then, on Tuesday, the second day of the convention, the delegates voted, and Donald Trump became the official nominee of the Republican Party just when the moon was exactly a full moon. Note that Mr. Trump himself was born on a full moon. Here's the astrology chart of his new birth as the confirmed nominee. See how the ascendant ruler, Jupiter, appears in the ninth house of beliefs, along with Rahu, the eclipse point, an indicator of obsession and darkness. The full moon is placed in the second house of values and money. Note that there are two strong malefics, Mars and Saturn, in the 12th house of the unknown, not a good sign, which can be interpreted as an attack from a hidden enemy or unanticipated trouble. That prediction manifested really quickly when, on the third night, Ted Cruz, who had previously vowed to support whoever the Republican nominee turned out to be, took the stage and pointedly did not endorse Trump, but rather recommended that Republicans should vote their conscience. He was rewarded by being booed loudly off the stage. The finale of the convention was on the fourth night, when Trump gave his acceptance speech, which, uncharacteristically, he read from a teleprompter, or rather, yelled from the teleprompter, jabbing his finger in the air for the whole hour-plus duration, red-faced, all anger, in a very Mussolini-esque self-preening show. The speech was carefully calculated to appeal to America's basest instincts. The general tone was relentlessly dark, frightening, a dystopian vision of murder and mayhem, and promising that only he could save us. Here's the astrology chart of the time of the speech. Note how Mars and Saturn, the malefic duo, are super powerful in the 10th house of public actions, a combination that works very well for dictators. It's interesting, too, that the Moon, planet of emotion, was directly opposite Trump's natal Mars during that speech, giving him lots of passion at that moment. Donald Trump's campaign has struck a foreboding tone. But it is true, many Americans really do agree with Trump's diagnosis of the problem, that they are anxious in a way that they haven't been since the September 11th attacks. Check out the Mars-Saturn transit in the USA chart, where it hits the 12th house. This is a nasty combination in the astrology chart of a country, signaling a deep unrest in the psyche of the nation. This transit combination continues until September 17th, when the energy pattern breaks up as Mars leaves Scorpio. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.